This is VOA News, VOA Remote. I'm Nicole Furman. Rescue teams have plowed through concrete blocks and debris of 8 collapsed buildings in search of survivors of a powerful earthquake that struck Turkey's Aegean coast and north of the Greek island of Samos, killing at least 27 people. More than 800 others are injured. The quake hit Friday afternoon, toppling buildings in Izmir, Turkey's third largest city, and triggering a small tsunami. It was followed by hundreds of aftershocks. Onlookers cheered as rescuers lifted a teenager out of the rubble of a devastated apartment block. Armenia and Azerbaijan have promised to avoid shelling residential areas amid the fighting over Nagorno-Karabakh, a pledge that follows a day of talks in Geneva, even as Azerbaijani troops push deeper into the separatist territory. The two sides agreed they will not deliberately target civilian populations or non-military objects in accordance with international humanitarian law. They also promised to help recover and exchange the remains of a soldier left on the battlefield, and in a week's time, submit lists of prisoners of war for the purpose of providing access and eventual exchange. India's National Investigation Agency has raided the offices of the leading newspaper in India-controlled Kashmir and the offices and residence of a journalist and two prominent activists in this disputed region. The agency said it seized incriminating documents and electronic devices in its investigation of organizations funding secessionist and separatist activities. India has also enacted new laws allowing its nationals to buy land in Kashmir, a move seen by many as a settler colonial project in the Muslim-majority region. For more on these, please check out our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ivory Coast citizens went to the polls on Saturday, even as some opposition supporters tried to disrupt the vote. The opposition supporters were heeding a call from rival candidates of President Alassane Ouattara for a boycott over his bid for a third term. The streets of the commercial capital, Abidjan, were quiet and largely empty. In contrast to the sometimes violent run-up to the election, the vote is seen as a test of stability in Ivory Coast, which is the world's top cocoa producer and has one of Africa's fastest-growing economies. Voting went smoothly with orderly lines at polling stations in a number of districts, witnesses said. But in one neighborhood, around 20 young men were seen blocking the entrance to a school where voting was taking place. One of the protesters said, quote, "It's civil disobedience. He's done two terms. He needs to go away," end quote. He was referring to the incumbent president. Clashes related to the elections have killed 30 people since August and brought back memories of the 2010 election, which the incumbent president won. But a brief civil war ensued, which killed 3,000 people when Ouattara's predecessor would not step down. Ouattara's opponents say he is now breaking the law by running again for president because the Constitution limits him to two terms. But he says he can run again under a new constitution approved in 2016 and is doing so only because his hand-picked successor died unexpectedly in July. Ouattara is seen as likely to win. His two main rivals have called for an election boycott. Tanzania's two leading opposition parties said on Saturday they would not recognize the results of a presidential election that handed incumbent John Magufuli another term this week. Opposition politicians told the international community to ignore the election, and they called for a new one. Tanzania's National Electoral Commission on Friday declared Magufuli the winner of Wednesday's poll after securing 84% of the vote against his rival Tundu Lissu with just 13%. In his bid for a second term, the incumbent president has promised to boost the economy by completing infrastructure projects kickstarted in his first term, such as a new hydropower dam, a railway line, and new planes for the national carrier. But the opposition and rights groups have complained that his administration has cracked down on critical voices, closed down media outlets, and prevented opposition rallies. The government denies this. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.